A new gal was getting her hair done down to Hair Affair a couple of weeks ago. Mary just moved to Mahoosick Mills and was lucky enough to get an appointment with Patsy. She must know someone. And so we were gabbing, like you do at the hairdressers. At one point, Mary was talking about how she lost someone dear to her. She didn't say who. "I feel sad every once in a while, sure," Mary says. "But I made a decision to honor her by packing as much joy as possible into my life." "Wow," I'm thinking. "What a great way to look at things. I'm taking that and running with it. It's my birthday month. I like stretching the celebration out as long as I can, so that'll get me off to a good start. My actual birthday was yesterday. Every once in a while, my special day falls directly on Mother's Day, like this year. Oh, Mother's Day used to be a wonderful when I was a kid. My sister Irene's birthday is 2 weeks after mine. So we'd celebrate the two birthdays and Mother's Day all at once with two cakes and presents. We'd buy my dad presents too so he wouldn't feel left out. Mother's Day was like a mini Christmas in our family. Now having a Mother's Day birthday is not quite so much fun. My mom's been gone for over 15 years now. But it seems like she left us just yesterday and a million years ago. When I start missing my mom, I think about how lucky I was to have such a wonderful mother. So, following Mary's lead, I had a joy-filled weekend. Saturday, me and the women who run with the Moose went to the new U Spa. Get this, they chipped in and got me a hot stone massage. OMG, it was so good, I felt like having a cigarette after, and I don't even smoke. Then we had lunch at the Olive Garden and did a little shopping. Oh, I got the couple of cutest dresses at the fashion barn. After, we had to stop at the DQ, you know, to keep up our strength. I had a peanut butter parfait, but you probably already guessed that. Me and peanut butter can't seem to get enough of each other. That night, Charlie and me went to a bean supper down to the Congo Church. It's the best one around. And I was lucky enough to score a piece of peanut butter pie. Those are always the first to go, so I was a happy birthday girl. Why stop there? So yesterday, we went down to the Busy Bee for breakfast. Babe's homemade cinnamon rolls with maple icing and a side of bacon, of course. I spent the rest of the day in the Barker Lounger with Scamp, popcorn, and a movie-sized box of Junior Mints watching a couple of rom-coms on Netflix. Last night, Charlie and me got all gussied up and went to the Sky Lodge for dinner. It's more expensive than our usual haunts, but heck, I'm worth it. This morning, I had a joy hangover, and I'm feeling stuffed like a Thanksgiving turkey. Too much sugar, and yes, I probably shouldn't have had that Samoa pudding shot for dessert, but seemed like a good idea at the time. So, Mary, if you're out there, just know that you were the one to get all of this merriment going. And there are still two more weeks left in my birthday month. I'm up for the challenge and ready to go the distance. My plan is to cram as much joy as possible into this month. And I may not stop at the end of May. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.